Mayor, you've been in office as the mayor for a little over a year. What do you feel are the biggest things you've accomplished during your time as the leader of the Bull City?
Well, definitely a functioning council, just being able to get things done, being able to, you know, it's not a matter of whether you agree or not. It's can we function to get the agenda of the city's responsibilities moving forward? We've been able to do that. We've passed a bond to get our streets and sidewalks taken care of. I believe that the city's responsibility, and in the field of development, is to be a partner in that development. And we take on the infrastructure, so we're taking on that. Some of our most dilapidated neighborhoods, we've invested, such as the Haytai Heritage Center, our Haytai Heritage Community. You know, we've invested $10 million into that community. It's the most dilapidated historic community in Durham that was neglected for a decade. So it's been quite a few things we've been doing. Our economy is still strong. Still have a AAA credit bond rating, and looking forward to the next renaissance in Durham and boosting our economy even more so with the new convention center, new innovation center, rather. And I'm just looking at reimagining what downtown looks like.
Yeah, to that end, you mentioned some of these things. The priority list, what's on the priority list in terms of things that you want to get done to accomplish in the short term in Durham?
Well, one thing, you know, it's less programmatic or less like big ticket item, but really, you know, my personal goal or priority is to really put it at the forefront, prioritizing, you know, strategies around four main areas. I'm looking to have an economic development strategy, and workforce strategy. I'm looking to have a public safety strategy. We got to respond to this crime, and personally, I don't feel that we are making that the number one priority like it should be right now. Part of that was supporting our first responders. We did that. Now we really need to get this crime under control, but of course, that takes a broad, you know, working, collaborative, and coordinated criminal justice system with policy. A homeless strategy for sure, and a housing strategy. And we're already in play with the housing strategy that's going well. The homeless strategy has to get under control, public safety strategy, and how we respond to gun and gang violence, which I don't feel is prioritized like it should be. And I definitely an economic workforce strategy.
You spend a lot of time, Mayor, talking about the crime and ways to address the crime. What do you want to tell your community about the ways you're trying to go about to address the crime and make Durham a safer place to live and to work and to be?
I'll give you some numbers. And while these numbers are embarrassing, I'm going to keep talking about them because it's an embarrassment that I can't find more people to realize that we are in a crime epidemic, according to my standards. We just spent $200 million on a bond for sidewalks and street repair and parks. We have about nearly $100 million in other infrastructure things. When it comes to, let's talk about tree preservation or bike lanes or water erosion. Like, we will have people come into City Hall and shut it down, protesting to make sure we get those things. But when it comes to gun and gang violence, you know, let me go back a bit. We've had two people die from getting hit by a car and folks losing their mind. We've had nearly 15 get killed through the gun violence. And, you know, when it comes to $300 million in infrastructure, we just have about 43,000, you know, in regards to how we're responding to gun and gang violence. And I'm a black male. I'm an African-American male mayor. And many of these kids look just like me. And I am freaking out. I think that needs to be everybody's number one priority right now. Stop everything and focus on this. That is not our reality. So that's why I talk about it a lot. Those numbers are dismal, and I'm going to keep talking about it until I hear my colleagues say, Mayor, I'm with you.
The ShotSpotter program that seemed to be working so well in your community, is there an appetite to bring that back to Durham?
Not yet. Not a political appetite, but I still talk about it often. There are actually more advanced technologies out there that I'm exploring, LIDAR technology, and I've been working with our corporate entities and partners about bringing some of that technology here. We already have it in Durham through Dell Technologies. And if I can't get these through policy, then I'll go private, just like the Bull City Future Fund. Part of a public safety apparatus response is investing in our kids, making sure that they are occupying their time positively and productively. And that's why I went private. You know, I went to the private sector, to the community directly, and said, invest in this fund, so that we can invest in these youth organizations. Another part of it is really exploring technologies that actually work. And I, right now, you know, when we talk about it, I hear a lot of excuses on why we shouldn't have it, but I don't hear any, you know, any other ideas, and that's really frustrating. So I'm going to keep talking about it until we get it, until we get some technology in place that can help us curb gun violence.
Mayor, a couple thoughts before I let you go. We've heard from property owners in Durham who are receiving their updated assessments. Some say those assessments have jumped significantly since the last time they were given one of those property assessments. As you get into the budget season, how do you try to lower the tax rate so that property value doesn't hit too hard for homeowners, but also providing the funds that you need for the city to operate?
Yeah, well, first thing I'm telling folks, they need to make sure they're paying attention, listening to the council meetings, listening to the budget retreat, and actually coming to speak at the budget public hearing, which is March 17th, Monday night, March 17th at 7 p.m. Sign up before. You can speak online and in person. The reason why I need people to pay attention is because, yes, our property value in Durham just went up 71%. 71%. And that's pretty significant. Now we have to make the decision on the tax rate. So first of all, I want people not to pass out, because this tax rate is, This tax rate hasn't been determined yet, but the actual property value has. That's what folks have gotten in the mail. But they need to pay attention, because politicians are the ones that are going to be setting the guidelines for these budgets. You know, and we determine whether we are, revenue neutral, or we lower the tax rate or raise the tax rate based on all the things that people want to get put in the budget. And this is, you know, my personal opinion, pet projects have to take a back seat right now. And we need to be a bit more conservative financially, or fiscally conservative on this budget, or not even necessarily fiscally conservative, more so fiscally innovative, so we can get the things that really matter. We can get the things that we really need, but things that'll be nice to have, we can put a pause on those until we can get these settled back out.
Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams, Mayor, I always appreciate the time and the perspective, and I look forward to visiting again sometime real soon.
Thanks, man. Talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.